Last time I introduced topological field theory, twisting to topological field theory, and studied some of the properties of the correlators. And one thing I left is that if you have, say, such a Riemann surface with some insertion of operators, then this can be rewritten. It's the same thing as just cut it and do the same insertion and keep the topology left and right, for example. And let something propagate. And I said that this is O alpha, O beta, and the propagator is the gamma eta alpha beta. This is the inverse of O alpha and O gamma. So if you do this, then this must be delta alpha gamma. So this is inverse. So this is called eta alpha gamma, and this is the inverse. This is usually called topological metric. It's called metric because, not because it's positive definite, but because non-degenerate symmetric form. Super graded symmetric form. It's symmetric when both are bosonic, or when one of them is bosonic, but if it's anti-symmetric if both of them are fermionic. So, symmetric and non-degenerate. Symmetric in the sense of super sense, non-degenerate. So I haven't shown this. So let me just show this. So before doing this, and also more important than this, just showing this, I want to introduce some correspondence. This is a correspondence between state operator or field correspondence. So let me state what's important here. So when 2,2 supersymmetric quantum field theory in 1+1 dimensions is, say, B twistable. Same thing can be said for A twistable, but for concreteness, let's just assume it's B twistable. Then the SUSY ground states . So it's a state formulated on a circle. On a circle. Periodic circle. Are in 1-1 correspondence with chiral ring elements. So when you replace this B twistable by A twistable, then its chiral ring just changes to twisted chiral ring.
elements.
So this is the important thing in many ways, and in particular, and for example, in showing this. And let me just give you the construction of this one-to-one correspondence. Of this correspondence. So let's consider a disk. Three-dimensional disk of strange geometry. Topologically a disk, but geometrically a cigar. So it's a disk, or hemisphere, but it's very long, long, long hemisphere. And let's do the B-twist with B-twist. So you consider a theory formulated on this disk, but this disk is curved in this region, so this is curved in this region. And the total amount of curvature is this. Is it this? This is 1. If it is sphere, the Euler number is 2, so it's... Is it 1 over 4 pi? It could be 8 pi. Anyway, it's just Euler number 1. And let's insert a chiral ring element operator here at the tip. They call the tip 0. Then a state appears here. A state O of alpha appears here. This disk is parameterized roughly by the circumference I just fix it. So in order to define a state, we just need to fix a circle, and we need to fix the size of the circle, and let's just choose 1 here, then use all the time the same size. But the size, the disk is also parameterized by this length. So I keep this length dependence here. So a state here, this appears. Maybe I should explain what this means. So what is the state? State is a wave function. A function of configuration at a constant time. In this case, its configuration is a configurational circle, so and also its fermionic partner. So it's like configuration space is a loop space or differential forms on the loop space. So it's infinite dimensional space. So we want to find a wave. State is a function, wave function, on this infinite dimensional space. But it's simply some function on the configuration space. So state can be regarded as a function of this configuration, say x1. So this is a collective notation for this phi of sigma, psi plus minus of sigma. X1 is the collective notation of this. And this is given by the path integral on this disk of the circumference and length. And X is the field on the disk. So this is the boundary value. So I want to put this boundary condition. And minus, it's Euclidean, so it's just this, and then this. So this is the wave function. So it's just, it's really formal, but it's at least tells you what this is. So sometimes this is called, sometimes called Hartle-Hawking type wave function by this kind of geometry, but at least you can obtain a state, although it is really formal. Yes. Increase which volume? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I shout, or you just come close. No, there's no tuning here. Yes, I raise your voice. I raise my voice, or I raise your voice. Or I ask you to come closer. Volume. Yes. Okay, so this is one way, one direction, from a coloring element to a state. But we have to make sure that this is well defined. Chiral ring is, so I remind you, this chiral ring is this Q closed operators, modulo Q exact ones. So we want to make sure that this doesn't depend on, doesn't change under the shift in this, under this. And also, we want this to be a ground state. And actually, I'm not completed the statement yet. This is a halfway through the this direction, from operator to state. So let me just remark some trivial things. So remark one. I want to first emphasize that fields like X, namely phi, sigma, and psi, sigma, are periodic. Along S1, which is the boundary of the disk, thanks to the twisting. The why it is. So after twisting, I assume some special, well, general type of twisted theory where you don't have spinners. If you don't have spinners, then all fields are, of course, periods. If you have spinners, then it might not be. So it's the periodic along this means, sometimes we physicists call it, it's in Ramon-Ramon sector. So if, so before twisting, I should warn you that before twisting, fermions are spinners. Okay. And have periodic along S1 with respect to a parallel section, parallel frame of the spinner bundle. Yeah, I always assume when you say periodic or antiperiodic, I assume that it's a function or function with respect to some choice of frame. And this is because of this curvature one. So if you have a spinner, then because the parallel transport along this parallel transport is given by e to the I I this or minus, and this is the connection, and this is minus I disk by Stokes theorem, the curvature. But the curvature is, in this case, the curvature of the spinel bundle, which is from this Riemannian curvature. And this is which is with respect to a suitable unit, it's minus 1 for spinners, 1 for others. So because of this minus 1, you have antiperiodic. This parallel section is antiperiodic. A parallel frame is antiperiodic. And this is, we take things like this, say that these states are in the Schwartz Neveu-Schwartz factor. There's a reason why we repeat it, because we are considering spinners for both chirality, for left movers and right movers, both obey this periodic or antiperiodic. So Ramon and Ramon, or Neveu-Schwartz or Neveu-Schwartz. If you consider some exotic theory where you don't, where the left movers and right movers are independent, such theories are chiral, then you could even consider Ramon Neveu-Schwartz or Neveu-Schwartz Ramon. And let me just maybe you learn from Amanda's course, this Ramon Ramon or Neveu-Schwartz Neveu-Schwartz states on the Walsh sheet corresponds to particle on from the spacetime. These are bosons. And Ramon Neveu-Schwartz and Neveu-Schwartz Ramon are fermions. Okay. Anyway, so this is one remark. So this latter part is not so important. The most important is this first part. In this setup, the state appearing here is periodic. Okay. So the second remark. Second remark is the following. QB is this thing. So the thing that becomes scalar in the B twist. QA will be this Q plus bar Q minus. QB multiplied to O alpha L is zero when this is a chiral. If O alpha is chiral, namely QB O alpha is zero, and also O alpha L shifted by, sorry, O alpha shifted by some QB exact operator corresponds to this thing plus QB of some other state. So this means, I will show this, but this means that this correspondence from O alpha to this state defines a map from this chiral ring, B type chiral ring, to this QB cohomology of states. So closed chiral operator corresponds to closed state in the kernel, and shift by exact operator corresponds to shift by QB exact state. So this defines it. And then the next thing I will do is, as you can guess, this, we know that this corresponds to this is isomorphic as a vector space to supersymmetric ground states. Yes? Yes. Right. Oh yes, so in order to get this correspondence, so this is, we can use the same state here, although here it's, we, all the time, we, here it is really Euclidean disk. But, so original theory has, space of states, and this is the element in this, in that, in such a space. If, as long as you have this clear distinction of space and time, then you can associate a state. It's a wave function. So a wave function, if you say wave function, there's no no confusion. Wave function can be used either in Minkowski space or in this way Euclidean space. And then operator, this is originally I defined it in the Minkowski space, but this is again, these are simply expression of elementary fields. These phi and psi and psi plus and psi minus, and we just use the same thing. Yes. So I haven't said this correspondence, I haven't completed the correspondence yet, but this is true for any L. You're asking this? Yes, this is true for any L. Okay, I haven't said anything about ground states, although we know that this is in one to one correspondence with supersymmetric ground states, but I will tell you more concrete way to obtain this. But let me just first show this thing. Yes. Oh. Okay. So. Okay, this has to do with the... Ramon means that the spinners, the parallel section of the spinner on the circle is periodic. And NSNS means that it's antiperiodic. Oh, two, because we have left movers, right movers, and left movers. Oh, sorry. Yeah. right movers and left movers. Yes. Or maybe I'm saying oppositely. Okay, anyway. Right, so I want to show this. Okay. Let me just show these two statements. It's actually essentially the same thing. So I remind you that this is a conserved charge, and this can be written as integral over that circle of some current. So this is the current, supercurrent corresponding to this QB. And what's important in this case, is that it is a closed one form on the disk. On the disk, including the curved region, in the B-twisted theory. So again, there's the twist has an effect here. So before twisting, it was one form with values in spinner bundle, because QB is the spinner. But thanks to twisting, QB is a scalar, so this is ordinary one form. And if you have closed one form, then as you know, that this is the same thing as some other S. Well, I don't know, let me just say it in a strange way. Shifted S form. So if you have this, originally it's just QB is just acting on the state. I want this to act, so I will first consider this kind of action on the state. And in such a case, you need to take this integral in here. But if, as long as QB is closed, you can just move it. Or just move it. And even in the curved region, you can move it. But you have to be careful where you have something inserted. But as long as you don't have anything, you can move this contour integral. So closed is because it's conserved. This closedness is this conservation equation I wrote in other case like this, but I just redefined this thing so that it is a one form which is closed. Okay. So let's just consider this QB action on some operator O. We have some operator inserted. Let's assume, let's do not assume it's a chiral operator. Then it is, by definition, this is just GB acting on this thing. But as I said, you can move this contour integral. So you can move it to close to this. Move this. Move it to here. So what you have is here you have this contour integral, GB, around the circle of this inserted operator. And this is another way to say that this is this QB of O. So what we have seen, what we have just seen is this QB of O, sorry, at this point zero, is this. Okay, so this is the proof of the two things. This holds when O alpha is a chiral ring element. If that is the case, this vanishes, so it vanishes. Yes. This is the identity, right. Or the definition of QB. The definition of QB, action on the field. Okay. Actually, here you don't have any time, except here. And when you consider Euclidean quantum field theory, you no longer have any time. So you don't even have to have consider ordering here, actually. Of course, when you start discussing this language of operators, to be precise, you have to do this. But so it's what the idea behind this is that suppose, so this is again an expression of a field, and let's just put that expression in the Minkowski space. So you have this O here, and O of O is inserted here, and you have a circle around here. And in the Minkowski space, yes, it is time ordered, and you can deform this integral, or maybe I write it on this, like this. And then it's, in the end, it's the sum of this and the sum of this. Oh, it's the opposite. Anyway. Right. Sum of this will give us QB, and sum of this will give us a minus QB. And it's after this, so you have to say this is QB O from this part, and minus O QB from this part. So that's the commutator. But it's just that for this Euclidean setting, you just can really regard this as the definition of this QB action on the field or operator. Anyway, so this shows this, as I said, and this also shows this. This part is this. Just read this equation from the right. Okay. Yes. Wave function.
So on the loop space.
On the loops. Or the differential form on the loop space. Yes. Oh, yes. wave function is a differential form on loop space. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, 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 that's right. Yes. Both state is defined in Minkowski space. Operator is defined in the Minkowski space.
So how do you relate
those operators with the Minkowski operators? I mean, I know you said that you just use primary theory, but how do you know that this is equivalent to the operator? Weak rotation. This thing I have explained last time. Yeah, this, right. Yeah, it's not so different things. Of course, they are defined in a different signature, and oh, okay. Okay. Of course, you can inflate this, or even you can actually flatten here, near the neighborhood of this. It doesn't matter because this is the topological field theory, as we have seen, as I will also say more explicitly. So it's a flat Euclidean space here, and flat Euclidean space here. Both can be related to Minkowski signature. Which one? Right. Okay, loop space is infinite dimensional space, so it's like integral is in a finite dimensional analog. This is sum over d sigma, sigma d sigma, and this can be just, it can be written as g I or something. Sum over the indices, yes. Perhaps it's better to have some experience in working on this weak rotation or this working both Minkowski and Minkowski and Euclidean signature on some simple example like free field theory or harmonic oscillators, then that will help a lot. That will help a lot in understanding that you don't really have to worry about such things. Okay. Let's continue. And so I haven't finished this correspondence. I have stopped with this cohomological level. Well, I haven't said this, but as Amit told us, the exact relation can be exact. The precise map can be obtained by, say, by taking the L infinity limit. So before saying that, this is what I just said. So by topological invariance, but what I mean by this is topological invariance, I mean these things I told you last week. this means that this correlation function of chiral operators on a closed Riemann surface will not depend on the metric. And I want to claim here also. Actually, there's some change, but the effect of changing metric is QB exact. Namely, it can again be written in this form. On some surface and circle on this delta H mu G mu surrounding this point, but it is QB exact. So, but again, by changing the contour. So, let's suppose you just change the metric like this. What happens? Or let's just take the delta function type change. What happens is that you have this thing inserted. Delta H mu T mu is inserted, but this is nothing but this. So it's something like contour integral of GB along this surface, along this small circle, and then you have whole alpha inserted. Then you just again deform the contour. This part will hit this, but it's annihilate, and this part will just move into here. I'm not keeping the orientation. Into here. So what happens? It is the effect on the state is QB of something, where this delta G mu is inserted somewhere. But what's important is that it is again QB exact. So one consequence of this is that L is a part of the metric. This L length is a part of the metric. So you can change the metric, change L without changing the cohomology class. Summarize the cohomology QB cohomology class of this O alpha L does not depend on the metric. So I haven't specified how it is curved around here. It doesn't matter. And in particular, L does not depend on L. L is a part of the metric. L change will introduce such a thing somewhere here, and that will just do the same effect. So let's just take the limit. And so let's consider the limit. Let's consider the limit. L goes to infinity. So what happens is that if you have a cylinder of length L, then this acts on the state as e to the minus lh, where h is a Hamiltonian. And we know that in SUSY QFT, on a circle, on a periodic circle, H can be written as, there's a supersymmetry, and H can be written in this way. So in particular, it's non-negative, and it is zero only if on for SUSY ground states. So what this means, that limit of e to the minus lh is zero for positive energy state, and for zero energy state, h is zero, so it's one for zero energy state. So it's a projection to the ground state. To the ground state of the system. So to take this limit for the state, then it's just the same thing as applying this projection to the ground state. Okay. So we obtain, so this limit, L goes to infinity of O of alpha L, is, let's just denote it by O alpha, is a ground state, a supersymmetric ground state. So we obtain the map. So it's nothing but finding map here. This is one representative, depending on the choice of L and depending on the detail of the symmetric and the curved region. But by taking L infinity limit, all these detail goes away, and we obtain the ground states itself. So we obtain a map. A map from the chiral ring element to the SUSY ground state. Okay. So this is one way. It's only a halfway of this, half of the statement I erased. I wrote and erased there. So to show that this is an isomorphism, we want to say that they are in one-to-one correspondence, we need to show the existence of the inverse. And the inverse is actually, again, formally, you can easily construct. So given SUSY ground state, a field, field or operator O of psi is obtained. By the following procedure. Maybe you can get, yes, it's really stupidly formal. So operator is something that can be inserted in the correlator, and so the operator is inserted in here, O of psi is just given by, just draw this. Riemann surface. And then apply here. So it's like an inner product of two states. So this, again, is a formal expression for the state. This is the effect of path integral inside the Riemann surface. And then the state, that wave function that appears here. Or fix the configuration, and then do the path integral with this boundary configuration. That's the state, and then you just take the inner product with this operator, with this state. Yes. Oh, this is a definition of the thing without L. These are both states. They are in general different. This is depending on L. So the we know that this is QB closed. That means that this can be written as some harmonic part. This is this Hodge theory plus QB exact part. And I'm simply selecting this harmonic part. This is this, and L dependence all enters in here. Yes, the ground state. Selecting the, yes. Yes. Oh yes, these are all chiral, yes. Okay. So we want to show that this is also chiral. And it is so. It is chiral. So it of psi is chiral. As you can see by say, so in order to show this, you want to show that this contour integral of psi vanishes around this point, vanishes. And let's just apply this, check this inside this integral. Right. So you want to put this here, and this is this can be put, this is contouring here, so contour in here, and then same Riemann surface. This is here. Okay. And then again, we use the freedom to move this contour. Contour, then it just comes to the to this boundary. So to this boundary, so it's like having this operator inserted here. Having operator here. Maybe I just write it this. So this is simply QB acting on psi. If this is gone, this is a ground state, it vanishes. So this vanishes. Okay. So And also the fact that this is an inverse is obvious, as you can show by yourself. That this psi to O of psi is inverse of O alpha to O alpha is obvious. You can just use the fact that correlation function does not depend on the choice of metric or the shape of the Riemann surface. Okay? Yes, I think it's obvious, because suppose you start with here, then what you have here is just replacing this by this neck here, O alpha, then it's just glued it, and then use the topological invariance under the change of the metric, then it becomes, comes back again to O alpha here. And also, if you start with this thing, right, what you want is insert this O of psi here. Okay, and this is simply do this and do this and do this and do this. So it's just by the topological invariance, it's just this, and you have just this, but this is a ground state, it's just identity. So this is very trivial observation. Okay. So now we are ready to derive this. But anyway, so this correspondence is very important. And, oh, maybe I should tell you some examples at this moment. And then show you that. So this is useful, for example, in knowing what the supersymmetric ground state is when you know the chiral ring. So example one is this Landau-Ginzburg model with superpotential phi, say, polynomial. Then we have seen that this chiral ring, V-type chiral ring, is this C of phi modulo the relation that double phi is zero. Okay? So for example, double phi is phi to the n, then you want to set this to be zero, so it's 1, phi, phi squared, phi n minus 2 are the linear generator. Oh, yeah, sorry, yes, thank you. Yes. So this tells us immediately that this supersymmetric ground state has dimension and dimension of this, in this example, its dimension is n minus 1 in this case. The number of, you can see the number of ground states. Oh, I forgot to say, you can also use this correspondence to identify the quantum, some of the quantum numbers of the ground states using the knowledge about the chiral ring elements. Quantum number like R charge or some other global charges. Because what I did is very simple. I used this Riemann surface and then tried to see, just trace what happens to say, conserved charge acting on this boundary circle, and then move it when it is possible, and how it acts on this. How it acts on the operator. sometimes you cannot just move it by some kind of anomaly, but in that case, normally when there's a curved region, but in that case you can just measure the modification by measuring this anomaly on the curved region. So this is also another thing I want. This is also useful in identifying the quantum number of ground states. So, for example, this model has a discrete Zn symmetry, and you can read this Zn symmetry for the ground states, for example. And also R charge, you can also read. Okay, so this is one example, and the second example is the nonlinear sigma model. Nonlinear sigma model on a Keller manifold. Let's do the. So, for general Keller manifold, A twist is possible. And we have seen in the, when we discussed Keller ring, this is the vector space as the same as this Durham cohomology group of X. So, we can just use this. So, H Suzy is as a vector space, the same as the isomorphic to the Durham cohomology group. Or cohomology group. No, there's no product in this space. You can yes. Well, since these are in one-to-one correspondence, we can just use this product structure on the Keller ring part.
So that means that if you just, for example, knew all the looping downsides, you will not be able to reconstruct the Keller ring.
So again?
Something just knowing the supersymmetric ground state.
No. So this has. Keller ring has more information than just considering the space of states as a vector space. Oh, okay, so another thing is the B twist. And this is, as I said, possible only when X is Calabial. X is Calabial. Because only in such a case, this U1R symmetry, axial U1R, is anomaly free. I still need to explain to you, let's just postpone it. But we can already see what goes wrong here. If you replace, blindly apply this to non-Calabial. So we have seen that this is a vector space. This 0, P form and exterior power of holomorphic tangent bundle, sum over P cube. So that means that this must be isomorphic to the same thing. Now compare the two. The left hand side. This and this are the same thing. It's the space of ground states of the same theory. So, as a vector space, this and this must be the same. And is it true? And yes, it is true, only when X is color BL. Let me show you. It's easy to see this because, okay. Maybe some of you know this, but it's a little also, I should just explain it very briefly. So, this drum is the cohomology of this drum complex. All differential forms, and this is a sum of P plus Q is I, P plus P prime is I, P prime and P double prime is I, and P plus P comma P prime P double prime X. But in the Kähler manifold, it is the same thing as the D bar cohomology of the D bar complex. So what am I? Okay. Let's go I here. Well, of this D bar complex. Cohomology of this D bar complex, which is something comma I, something comma I plus 1, etc. That's this Kähler geometry. And it is isomorphic, so this is, so in other words, H drum I x is sum over P prime plus P double prime is I of H P prime P double prime D bar of this. Or in other words, this is the same thing as H 0 comma P double prime D bar of X and Q P prime X to the power of cotangent, holomorphic cotangent bundle of this. And it looks close, but it's very much different. This is cotangent bundle, but this is tangent bundle. But when X is color Biao, you can make it into a cotangent. You can just replace cotangent by tangent, by using the holomorphic volume form. So if it is a color Biao, if X is color Biao, then there is exists a holomorphic volume form, nowhere vanishing holomorphic volume form, one to n dz1 to dzn, and then you can map this p prime t star x to from this to, by contracting the indices, you get n minus q and this. And this is simply isomorphism. Okay, so this is good. It's consistent. When X is collabial, you can do both twist, and then the two results agree. But if X is not collabial, then it's wrong. Say CP1, for example, shall we do this? Or maybe not. We know the answer here, and what is this? Tangent bundle of CP1 is O of 2? O of 2? Okay, so 0, 0 of x, or maybe it takes time. And please do this. You can do it, and you will see more than. So in this case, we know that this is the Hodge diamond. For example, this Durham cohomology is H0 is C, H1 is 0, and H2 is C. It's only two bosonic elements, and you will see more than this. Although you can compute, say, Witten index, and then that it just agrees. But it's simply wrong to say this for non-collabial. Okay, anyway, so this is a use of this statement. Okay, let's now explain this. Okay, so let's just derive of that identity. Okay, so the left hand side, so using the topological metric, you can just change a little bit. In the right hand side, right part is something like this, and you have some cylinder connecting the two, and you can just rewrite it. This, and let's say this is L here. L can be anything because it's a topological correlation function of chiral operators. Now, so this, we need to consider the limit of L infinity of this operator. As I said, this is a projection to the ground state. And this can be written as a sum alpha and beta of O of alpha, eta alpha beta, O of beta. So I have defined this one already. I haven't said what this is, but this is an obvious thing, is the state that you just flip this cigar diagram appearing on the boundary of this diagram, where you insert O beta here you get O beta here. So you see what why this is a projection? Because we know that the ground states are spanned by those O alphas. O alpha vector of this shape. So when you multiply, let's ignore this summation symbol. Apply this to O gamma, say. What this? What this does is just O alpha, eta alpha beta, O beta, O gamma. But this is nothing but this long thing, O beta, and this long thing, O gamma. But it's the same thing by using the topological invariance, this, which is alpha, eta, beta, gamma. So, because this is an inverse of eta, this topological metric, it's just O gamma. So it's indeed a projection operator. Of course, other things will die off. Maybe I should say also. O beta. And states perpendicular to the ground. States, say positive energy states, those are the states, positive energy state, those are the states perpendicular to the ground states, then that will be zero because this is zero. Because this is infinitely long, then you have e to the minus lh in the limit l is infinity is applying here. So this is there. So this is why this is a projection operator. So you just have to just insert that here. Okay, so this left-hand side is of that thing is after that it's just O alpha, eta alpha beta, O beta. And this is simply, by definition, it's just gluing those long neck O alpha, eta alpha beta, and then gluing this long neck O beta here. But again, it's by using this topological invariance. It's the same thing as the right-hand side. This is the right-hand side. So this is how you can show this. Okay. And another remark is... So I have considered this kind of situation where you separate the Riemann surface into two by the neck, but we have also considered such case. you have something here. I Again, this can be done in a similar way. Let's call the outside region sigma and call the cylinder region C. Okay, so it's actually not convenient to use this this cat notation, bracket notation. It's better to use this explicit wave function. So let's call this configuration variable to here to be x2 and x1. And this can be said that this is path integral integration over the configuration of 2 and 1 with this v of sigma x1, x2. V of sigma x1, x2 is the function depending on two variables. It's again a path integral with this boundary condition x1 and x2. Interior of the sigma and V of C x2, x1. Yeah. But again, this is simply this operator. This operator. And in the long limit, this can be factorized into that way, namely, it's just sum of alpha and beta psi alpha of x1, x2, and eta alpha beta psi of beta x1 and star. Now, actually, this can be interpreted into two ways. The first way is the answer like that. This is nothing but, as you see, this can be regarded as just disinserting this state, O alpha, which is very long, and eta alpha beta. This is what I claimed last time. And then do this. So this is the answer we wanted. Okay. This is one way to interpret this, and this is essentially the thing we wanted. Okay. But the next thing we could do is to just rewrite it in a different way. Let's move this state, wave function, to front. Now, it's actually, there's an error here. If the two states are both bosonic, or at least one of them is bosonic, it's true, but if both states are fermionic, they are odd functions of fermionic variables, so we will have a sign here. And then, eta, alpha, beta. Yes. And then this can be interpreted as the trace of this operator, but with this minus sign, and this minus sign simply counts. So trace originally on the Suzy ground state, of the operator this times this operator minus 1 to the f, which measures which is the bosonic state and which is fermionic state, v sigma. Here I'm considering v sigma as the this linear map, just composition. By this composition, by this kind of composition, you can obtain a linear map. But actually, this operator commutes with the supercharges, because you just, okay, let me just continue here. This operator commutes with the supercharge. Why? Because sigma is something like this. All insertion by chiral operators. And say the left hand side is like putting hit this on the left, so it's like do this having this. And then again, move the contour, and then it doesn't have anything because it's chiral. You can move it through move through those insertion points, and you can just separate the integral. And then rejoin the integral and separate and rejoin. And then come back here, which is the right hand side. So that means that this is since it commutes with Q, it's actually this trace over Suzy ground state can be replaced by Suzy trace over H. So, anyway, this thing. So this correlation function can be regarded as this trace over this, or in other words, sometimes people call it super trace over of this thing. So in the primary example is the case where you don't have anything, namely it is a torus. So correlation function in torus is a super trace. Suppose this is length is beta, and this is the trace minus 1 to the f of this operator of length beta. And this is nothing but e to the minus beta h. So this is e to the minus beta h. So this is nothing but the Witten index. Oh, non-degeneracy of the eta alpha beta. Okay. So this is the quickest argument. I haven't used that fact when we discussed the one-to-one correspondence. No. So, oh yes. Now, thank you for asking. Now I can answer. Now I can explain why it is non-degenerate. So O alpha is a basis of H Suzy. That's what we have obtained by this long, long argument. And this all beta is also a basis. Yes, it's very important of Suzy in the dual side. Okay? So that's why. And then, of course, the inner product must be non-degenerate. O beta and O alpha must be non-degenerate. Yes, it was very important. It's not positive definite, no. It's just a choice of basis here, and it is an independent choice of... Yes, it is an independent choice of basis. Although it came from this same set of chiral ring, generate chiral ring elements, the geometry I have used is very much different. One is this figure from the right, and the other is this figure from the left, and they are different. Actually, one could use another topological twisting by minus FA, then you can have actually a positive definite metric. And such metric is so-called TT star metric, studied by Cecotti and Vassa. Okay. Now before... before the tea break, let me just make some remarks on the property of topological correlation functions. Another more property of correlation functions. It is about the dependence on the parameters of the theory. So, let's remind you, let's recall that supersymmetric Lagrangian can be written as by the way, I haven't said that, but I have used this. This is this B twist, and B twist, that's this eta alpha beta, alpha beta. You can have B twist, and B bar twist, that's the opposite twisting in the opposite direction. This is, say, G alpha bar beta, and this is positive. This is so-called TT star metric. Actually, you could also do something else, which has actually not been considered seriously yet, and I don't know the reason. Maybe you may find it interesting. Suppose you can do the both twist. You can do A, B twist here, beta, and A twist here, and I here. This will also determine non-degenerate matrix, although it doesn't have any symmetry or anything. But this hasn't been studied. Anyway, it may not have a good property because it doesn't preserve the same kind of supersymmetry, although it's true also here. Okay, anyway, this is just a side remark. So in general, you have chiral superfield and twisted chiral superfields and parameters. So phi I are chiral superfields. And phi P are twisted chiral superfields. And CA, TA, and T bar, T tilde alpha are parameters. Now, the focus now is those parameters. These have a very special importance. So these are called chiral parameters because it enters into the superpotential together with the chiral superfield. And these are called twisted chiral parameters. Now the thing is, important thing is the following. This so-called decoupling theorem. So correlation functions of a twisted model when it is possible, of course, impossible, depends holomorphically on twisted chiral parameters. But are independent on TA, on chiral parameters. And the same thing can be said for B twist, let me just rewrite it. Correlation functions of B twisted model, when possible, depend holomorphically on chiral parameters, but are independent on twisted chiral parameters. So let's just show this. let's focus on this latter part. Okay. So the latter part, namely B twisted model, correlation function, those things are independent on what we want to show is that it's not depending on TA bar and T alpha tilde and T alpha tilde bar. So to show this, you want to take the derivative with respect to those and then see the effect. So the effect would, if you take the derivative with respect to those parameters, those, these integral descends from the action, from the path integral weight. And then others, O1, O2, etc. That's from TA bar dependent derivative. Of course, suitably covariantized. Euclideanized and covariantized. So we want to show all these vanish. And the trick is to see that these things are all QB exact. So let's call this 1 and 2 and 3. One can show that these are all QB exact. This is Q plus bar, comma Q minus bar, and then A bar, W bar, and small phi I bar, and TA bar. And second is Q minus bar, Q plus, P tilde, T alpha tilde, and the third is Q plus bar, and Q minus alpha bar, and up to, if necessary, up to total derivative, these are all QB exact. Total derivative. So this integral all vanish. This correlation function all vanish as long as you consider this chiral correlation function. And to show this is a bit too technical and maybe I may do it sometime later or just leave it like this. It's not so difficult. It's just to use the property of, let me just briefly tell you. So the basic version of this is this thing. If you perform this, even if you don't have any parameter derivative, so as long as you have any chiral superfield, then it is the same as Q minus Q plus, and then W of the lowest component, this. Okay. And I remember when we discussed, when I introduced superfield, I said, you can reconstruct chiral superfield from a chiral field. And let me just say what this means. It's precisely this kind of thing. So if you have a chiral superfield, or I write it for phi, but it can be W of phi, it's the same thing. It can be written perhaps you remember some expression like this, where y is y plus minus x plus minus minus I. Yes? And so it consists of lowest component and fermionic components and highest components. And you can use this q plus minus phi, this commutator that acts on those fields is identified with this differential operator acting on those arguments. If you use this, you can easily show that psi plus minus is q plus minus phi, and f is q minus psi plus, for example, which is q minus q plus phi. And this statement is nothing but this statement. Indeed, if you do this, the 2 theta of phi, it's f. The 2 theta, just take out this part, and this is f. And that is given by the lowest component. And also, if you use the same thing, plus bar phi acting on operators, component fields is this, acting on those arguments, you can show that this is lowest component is closed, is a chiral field. And this is the what I meant by reconstruct superfield from the chiral field, phi. So this is sometimes called descent equation. Well, yes. Or maybe this is called descent equation. Okay. So I should finish by telling you the example, the what is chiral and what is twisted chiral in, say, the nonlinear sigma model. To emphasize this, let's just use this. So, for nonlinear sigma model on a KLM manifold, so this chiral parameters are complex structure parameters for complex structure. moduli parameters of the of x. And then this twisted chiral parameters are so-called complexified Keller class. And what that means is that the cohomology class of omega minus ib, where it runs in this there. Omega is the Keller form, I over 2, G I J bar D Z I wedge D Z J bar, Keller form. And B is the closed flat or closed B field. That once briefly appeared when we discussed this nonlinear sigma model. So this may confuse you because when I wrote you in front of you the action for the nonlinear sigma model using superfield, none of those superpotential nor twisted superpotential appeared. Even you didn't even have twisted chiral superfield. So what am I talking about? So this may be confusing. Because the action, Lagrangian for the nonlinear sigma model was just, I wrote in front of you this. But actually, this is misleading. Actually, this is actually this meaning this actually a misleading expression. So this is not globally defined. There's an error term and. Not error term, there's this F term that depends explicitly on those Christoffel symbol, which doesn't behave nicely, and I eliminate it, and then obtain an expression that works globally. And that's the Lagrangian, but not this itself. And this is a patch-by-patch description, and that hides many important things. This hides important information. So yes, this is actually some global. These are global parameters, and these are the ones that's most important, and that cannot be that's invisible in this expression. But as we will see later, this is cured partly, cured in some examples. By a clever realization of the model called linear sigma model. And also this fact that these chiral parameters are, or complex structure parameters are chiral, may sound natural because this complex structure moduli enters into this coordinate transformation between holomorphic coordinates, namely between two sets of chiral superfields. So it looks natural. But the second one may look totally unobvious for you. But actually, you can use this, this statement I raised here, that the topological, A-type topological correlator depends on twisted Kyle. You can actually use this to see that this is indeed the parameter that can enter into this A-type topological correlator. So that is another way, that is one way to see this, the second statement. Okay, maybe I should take a break, like, until 3:20. So next I will discuss computing topological correlation function.
Assuming that you can put something here which keeps this Suzy Lagrange, which is not, I mean, you know, if you just throw things at random, yeah, you're not going to get supersymmetry, right? But assuming that you can put something here, then the invariant that you erase actually holds.
Right.
Then what you say here is that if there is
a reason why these parameters are inside the chiral rings.
Chiral ring is the ring of chiral operators. Yes, that is the right. That's precise. So, chiral ring structure constant is given by this beta gamma O gamma O alpha O beta. And this is precisely the topological correlation function that depends on special kinds of parameters. So the B model depends on chiral parameters. So that's the parameter, and we know that the B model parameters is complex structure motionally.
But
what was your question? Sorry, maybe I missed.
These parameters for deforming the model are actually sitting in the chiral ring of a specific model. So if you fit
what do you mean by sitting in?
Well,
namely, chiral ring in this way as a con. Defining it. Yeah.
So
right.
So
even in the definition, yes.
They're sitting in the chiral ring of the original field.
Right.
Do you know? Is there a reason why that's obvious? Like,
well, it's natural.
Determine the deformations of the theory.
It's natural to have this Hodge complex structure entering in here, right? This complex, admit that chiral parameters are complex structure, much like, then it's natural, it can be that this complex structure, much like, can enter into here. Complex structure parameter can enter into here. But you're asking something more than this?
What I'm saying is that this is the chiral ring.
Right.
A specific theory for this complex manifold. Right?
Yes.
So if I take an operator which is in here, right, and it acts on the state, just like every other operator in the chiral ring.
Right.
But you can also think of that operator.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean the special one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the tangent of this. That's right.
So you have an operator in the chiral ring which can either act like a normal operator or you can think of it as deforming the whole theory, the whole bigger model.